"Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
And not only will I give you rest, but I will give you rest that's for your soul. And I want to read something that I looked up where it talked about what the soul really does mean. Your soul speaks of your inner life in relation to your own experience, your mind, your heart, will, and imagination. God wants to put rest to that. It also includes your thoughts, desires, passions, and dreams. And then it says the difference, because I looked up the difference between your soul versus your spirit, right? And then it says your spirit, but your spirit speaks of the same inner life in relation to God, your faith, hope, love, character, and perseverance. So I thought it was interesting, you know, because I've heard growing up in church about the difference between the soul versus the spirit, right? I even heard from Dr. Tony Evans when he talked about the soul. I was really, he really broke that thing down. But one of the things that I do remember him talking about was how the soul is really about what happens in your unconscious state, what happens in the deeper part of your mind that's been embedded. And I think that when I think about the soul of me, how it was restless for so many years, and a lot of it was just this shell, this identity, and how I thought I had to show up. And I repeat this over and over again because this is really just my message, you know, allowing people to see themselves the way that God sees them. Because this has been my journey and my path, and something that I have been called to, something that I really, my soul has desired for a very long time. And God heard the cry of my soul and the cry of me. And that's when I began awakening. So when I say the verse, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," but not just rest, but rest as for your soul. And how many of us do desire rest as for our soul? Rest as for your soul. I mean, like literal, like rest for your soul. Oh my gosh. And one of the things that I recognized in order to have rest for your soul is that you have to die to who you think you have to be. You have to die. There has to be a level of death that you have to die to. This identity and how you think you have to show up in life, in every aspect of your life, how you think you have to show up. Is it in alignment with the way that God sees you? Or are you disconnected from your spirit? Are you disconnected from God? And are you plugged in to the hamster wheel of an outside influence of how you were raised, of what society tells you of how you need to show up, what they tell you how you should be as a woman and how you should be as a man, you know, all of these different labels and identity in which we have created a sense of this is who I am type of thing. When God is saying, and you're feeling a tug in your spirit of God calling you, it might be like a little tap on the shoulder. And that tap on the shoulder, right? That little tap on the shoulder like I have for a very long time. And thinking that my answer was really just an outside. So I found myself numbing, going to church, numbing and trying to be a great mom, numbing and trying to be a great wife, numbing and trying to be, a great real estate investor, numbing and trying to lose weight. So I just numb myself and trying to just find my answers in all of these different positions. And my soul was crying out. I was so restless. But because, I loved, I was showing up, doing my best to show up, but I was showing up dead. I was showing up numb, and I was showing up very disconnected because I thought that I had to plug myself into those things to make myself feel happier, better, settled, accepted, a sense of like I've arrived. And God told me to let it go, to let go of how you think you have to show up. And trust me and follow the path that I'm telling you to take. And when I slowly, that's like, you know, you've heard my story many of times, but as I slowly begin letting go of the stress, letting go of the mentality of money, letting go of believing that I wasn't enough in my relationship, letting go of feeling that I wasn't enough as a mom, letting go of this, that level of expectation, and really just to follow the footsteps of Jesus, to follow the footsteps of God, to follow and lean into the Holy Spirit, and to listen from within, to trust it and to flow with it was hard because I had to let go of my mentality about money. When my parents said that you're supposed to have this in your bank account, and society said you're supposed to have this in your bank account, you need to have this in order to line up, you need to have your 401k, you need to have your retirement, you need to have this by this age, you need to set up this for your kids, you need to do all these different things. And so I was walking around literally like a monkey with his head cut off. I was literally running around trying to fix everything. And I was restless. My soul was restless. And can you imagine that? Just constantly. And so I am so grateful that God has a way of getting your attention. And I'm so grateful that God got my attention. How has God, or is God, getting your attention? How is God trying to get your attention? I want to hear from you. How is God getting your attention? What is God tapping at your heart that you're afraid to lean into, to listen to follow? What is it that you're not leaning into that you're afraid to follow? Why are you not trusting the Lord? It's saying in the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean into your own understanding, how you think things should be, but in all your ways, in all of your ways, acknowledge God, recognize God. God, I acknowledge you. I'm aware that you are here. I'm aware of your presence. I'm aware of it. And when you acknowledge it, I'm aware of it. I'm aware of your presence in my life. I'm aware of who you are. I may not know everything about you, but I'm aware that you're real. I'm aware of something that is greater than myself, of something that keeps tugging at my spirit, of something that keeps tugging at my heart. I'm aware of it. And when I acknowledge that and I lean into that, I lean into that truth. I recognize that there is a strength within me that is greater than my own strength that is guiding me to the path of truth. When I recognize that, when I acknowledge that in your own way, how it speaks to you personally, it doesn't have to be what I said or what I spoke, what I just said, but it is relationally. How do you acknowledge God? How do you recognize that God is with you? How are you recognizing that there is a presence or an essence around you that you know is greater than yourself? When you recognize that and you lean into that, when you lean your ear into that, when you lean your your eyes toward that, when you lean your heart towards that, your mind towards that, your spirit towards that, when there's a turn that you do, I know that something is greater with me. When you recognize that, God will direct your path. But God cannot direct your path if you are not allowing God to direct your path. If you are not allowing God to be the driver in your driving seat, if you are not allowing God to direct your path, but you think you have to direct it, you will come across a lot of numbing from experience. I will even speak for myself. I came across a lot of numbing. I came across of this perspective, this essence of how I thought I had to show up and how I thought I had to be. I came across this sense of disconnection that I had with myself. You cannot live. I have found this to be true. I cannot live this life without acknowledging God, without knowing that I have to trust God with everything. And that's not, okay, God, I'm going to trust you with my finances, but I'm not going to trust you in my health. I'm going to trust you in my health, but I'm not going to trust you in my relationships. I trust you in my relationship, but I'm not going to trust you how I rest. I trust you in this. And it's like, I recognize that I had to acknowledge God in everything that I do, in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. There is a peace that I have within myself because I allow God, even when it doesn't make sense. I'm trying to tell you, I was the girl who planned. My validation was in my plan. My fear wasn't if those things did not happen by a certain time that I was going to be doomed. I cannot tell you how much fear I had within me that if that checklist was not completed by a certain time, that I grew so much anxiety and worry and anxiousness and fear and not feeling enough and going harder and then being even more angry because it didn't happen. Thank God for God's salvation. Thank God for just a place of rest that God was trying to lead me to. And God is trying to lead you by the still waters to restore your soul. God is trying to lead you by the still waters to restore your soul. Who am I talking to? God is trying to lead you by the still waters to restore your soul. But you got to recognize who is your shepherd. Who is your shepherd? Are you trying to be your own shepherd? I know that was me because I grew up with the expectation of the understanding of that survival mode, that survival skill, and relying on myself emotionally. Because I felt that there was an emotional unstable environment. So I grew up with this survival skill to figure out how to make things happen. And so I never allowed myself to rest. And because I thought I was making these things happen in my own strength, because I really didn't rely on people and I was relying things on my own strength, and I didn't view God as relying on God. I thought God was I didn't know that I could depend on God like that. I didn't know that I could rest in that space. I thought that I had to do all these things. Imagine trying to carry a building on your back, to carry these labels on your back, and how it's heavy. Talking about it, it's just heavy. And I knew that I had to release and follow the voice of God, even when it didn't make sense. Now, in the beginning, I fought it. I said, I can't be hearing what I'm hearing. Have you ever had that when you heard the voice of God and you're like, I can't be hearing what I'm hearing. I can't be hearing what I'm hearing. But wait, this isn't lined up yet. But wait, I got to wait till this happened. But wait, it's not, I'm not ready yet. But God, I don't have any money. What do you mean trust you? Wait, no, I got to trust myself because I don't know you like that. So I'm about to do this real quick in my own strength and figure it out because this is what works for me. This is what has been working for me. And I'm just going to figure it out because I'm scared. I don't know how to trust something that I can't see. I know you're real. I don't know you like that on that level. And this is a lot that you asking of me. So I'm just going to try this in my own strength. And I kept bumping my head. And then one day I just stopped running. I remember my former bishop had gave a sermon last Sunday and said, for some of you, I would recommend you guys listen to that sermon. Bishop Omer, he talked about, it was on Father's Day. So go ahead and check it out. It'll bless your whole life. If what I'm speaking to you resonates, and if where you are, if you find yourself, what I'm speaking, if it's speaking to you, no, head on over there and listen. It was on Father's Day, so you guys can check it out. Faithful Central Bible Church is the name of the church. And, you know, Pastor Bishop Kenneth C. Omer is now the former pastor. And he came back to give a sermon, and it was amazing. Please go back and listen to it. But I say this to say, he was talking about some of you, he said, stop running. He said, some of you, without giving a spoiler alert, just give you a recap. Like I said, please go watch the whole thing. He said, some of you are running because you think that if you are running, that you've put up the shield and you've relied on the wrong thing. You've put your trust in the wrong thing. And I began thinking about myself. I put my trust in my own strength. I put my trust in outside things. I put my trust in just my fears. And it became, what have you put your trust in? What have you put your trust in? What have you put your trust in other than God? Have you put your trust in your fears? Have you put your trust in your own strength? Have you put your trust in someone else? Have you put your trust in other practices and not relied on the Spirit of God to guide you? Now, I'm not negating doing certain regimens. I'm not negating doing certain morning routines to help you get your mind right and, you know, to be in alignment. But all I'm saying is to not rely on, to not rely on things as your strength. Do you hear? Are you following me? That's one thing I had to recognize, that I had to stop relying on my own strength. Yes, I'm a resilient person. Yes, I'm very solid. But I know that if I do not acknowledge God, that there will be a level of ego and pride that I will be leaning into within myself, thinking that I'm the one that's doing it. I'm the one that's got me this far. I'm the one. And that begins to become tiring. And you build your house out of straws and not out of a house of bricks and not out of a house of sand. Well, yeah, you actually think you're building your house out of bricks, but you're building your house out of straws and you're building your house out of sand. Sorry about that. And when you build your house on the foundation of the Spirit of God, you begin to build your house on the foundation of brick, something that's solid. And what will happen is that the natural part of you, it will bend. Right? You might bend, but you won't break because your foundation and your anchor is in the Spirit of God. Okay, your foundation and your anchor is in the Spirit of God. So who am I talking to today? Who am I speaking to today? Who am I talking to? Who am I speaking to today? Do you want your house to be built on bricks, right? Your firm foundation is built on a solid rock, leaning and depending and trusting in God to guide you in all your ways. And knowing that God will direct your path. So I hope that this message helps you in any way. You guys let me know how this message has helped you when it spoke to you. And listen, that's all I got for today. All right, tune in next time. This is a great session. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh. I'm going to keep saying this and living this way until I don't feel led to say it anymore. I have received many text messages from individuals whose health is affecting their bodies. And I have found the common thread to these individuals as to why their health is the way that it is and how it has led up to that point. And it is stress. It took me back to, let me give you guys a title. This is about resting. If you've been listening, you can tell this is all about resting. And resting is not just taking a nap, but I want to say this. I was 21 years old and I had a triple bypass surgery. My body was not breaking down the crap that I was feeding it. I was working full time, practically, and I was going to school full time. I would say I was working almost full time. Okay. And I was paying my way through school. And I would, in between sessions or when it was time to eat, I didn't eat nutritionally. I would eat a lot of junk, you know, fast food. And my body was, and I did it like that for 3 years straight. And my body said, we cannot process this. And so, to shorten that story, I went under emergency heart surgery at 21 years of age. Never had been a sickly child. Never had truly been hospitalized for anything. I can remember one time having the flu really bad when I was little, but nothing. I was not, you wouldn't consider me a sickly child. But my diet was poor. And not only was my diet poor, but I can remember the adrenaline and the fear and the anxiety of making it in life when I was that age. I can remember the voices in my head from individuals who loved me. And their advice of making it was rooted in so much fear. And my own concept of understanding how to make it through life was through fear. I remember hearing, if you don't make it, who gonna take care of you? I'm not gonna take care of you. So you have to make it. So it was just this constant fear that I had. And having a lack of understanding of my body, not even knowing that the crap that I was eating was going to lead me to that. But I'm glad that it did, because it helped so many other people that I love eat better. My whole journey has inspired some people in my family for better. They're increasing their health, you know, for the better. They're improving their health for the better, all because I just chose to not live that way anymore. But this podcast really isn't about health, even though I'm going to be talking about health, and it is a vital, is essential. It is in alignment with peace, with resting. Allowing your body to rest by giving it the proper nutrients that it needs, right? To rest. It's like you can't live off of potato chips and expect for your blood cells and your vitals to be at a healthy level, your blood pressure, y'all know what I'm talking about. You need to be able to also eat properly. And so if this is your first time ever listening, go back to some other episodes and you'll hear my story of how God gave me a divine intervention about me. And I want to talk today, not just about health, but just how we're showing up. I don't mean to say I'm sorry, because that it is a deep emotion that has hit me, because it has allowed me to really see just how this world system has beaten us up for so many years, and how this system has set us up to live like robots. And I hear it, the stress and anxiety and the fear, oftentimes in messages on Sunday mornings. Sometimes I hear the fear that is being preached over in the pulpit. Now, there are ministers and people who are speaking the truth. There also are speakers who are speaking a fear. And there also are people who are speaking in the lives of people that is not allowing people to follow God, to follow the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, that is the light that will enlighten you and bring you into the path of truth. And really, I'm asking God to just help me share this message the best way that I know how. And there are just so many of us whose health is failing us because we're stressed out, because it's how we think we have to show up, because of how our brains are wired naturally to survive. If you want to learn more about that, it's definitely in my, I've talked further in depth in many of my podcast episodes about how the brain is wired, and oftentimes when it's in survival mode. Look into that. But I just want to really talk to your heart and your mind and your soul, and just tell you that God wants a better way for you to live. And Jesus talks about, take up on my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I actually have a Bible verse that is the Amplified version, and I really would love for you to hear it, because it's it really spoke to me, and I love the Amplified version. And it's talking about rest. And it says, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. I am an empath, and I feel people, and whoever is going to be listening to this needs to hear this and needs to hear this now. God has urged me. I feel the Spirit of God. God has urged me to press record and to share this message with you, because God wants you to rest. God wants you to rest. God wants you to rest. There's been so many people that I've been receiving news from, where their health is failing them, and they're just living a life of stress. And I just want to give you a simple, yet challenge you today to hear the Spirit speak to your heart and your mind and your spirit, to drown out the noise and to hear Him. Don't hear me.
hear the Spirit of God that's speaking to you. Don't hear my voice, but my voice is just a channel as the Holy Spirit individually speaks to you about you, about your mind, how it's been fighting, how it's been showing up, how it's been so defensive, how that's how you thought you had to show up. And it doesn't matter what your background was. It doesn't matter if you had a rough background or a good background or a safe background. This message is for all who are looking for a place of rest. And your rest can be now. Fall upon your knees. Act within your heart. Pull over in your car. Stop your walking. Stop the cooking. Turn off the television. Pause. And hear the Spirit of God as He speaks to you and says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will cause you to rest. I am the one that will cause you to rest. Isn't that something? I want to stop right there because that spoke to me as I believe this to be so. Now, God gives us free will. But when I read that part, I had to pause because that spoke to my spirit so deeply. When I gave God my yes and said, God, I'm tired. My life is going really bad. And help me. Now, of course, on that defining moment, on that day, I said a lot more other things. And you, like I said, you can hear the many podcast episodes and go back. But my initial cry to God was for help. And God was the one that caused me to rest. No, it wasn't an overnight thing. But God was leading me into His kingdom, how He saw me, how I truly was seen. And in exchange for how I thought I had to show up, how I thought I had to be defensive, how I thought I had to believe, God wanted to change that. And it was a matter of me getting out of my own way. We can get in our way so much because of our own fears. And as I sat in the car, I thought about the different aspects of fear. And one of the main aspects for me of fear, my fear was being very defensive. So much guard up in my mind because I had been hurt. I had been rejected as a kid. I experienced some, you know, challenging things that caused me to be very, very guarded. And I was a very sensitive person. Still am. And so because of those experiences, I immediately put that wall up and I saw that is in the lives of many of you. I saw, oh, this is why they're showing up that way, because they're afraid. Oh, this is why they're defensive, because they're afraid of rejection. Oh, this is why, because they're afraid of failing. It's total fear. And you're trying to keep up these walls and these barriers in your mind and in your heart. And it's only repeating the same cycle over and over again. And this is how the cycle doesn't shift, because you don't say enough is enough inside of you. And God is saying, come to me, all who are laboring heavy laden and overburdened. Some of you are overburdened with things. Some of us are even overburdened with things that we don't even need to be overburdened with, but we are. And then it says, I will cause you to rest, not you. You tried other things. It says, I will cause you to rest. So when I say it doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter where you've been, this message is for all. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. It requires you laying down the sword. It requires you saying enough is enough. It requires you to be aware of the defense and the fight in you. To be aware and to lay it down and to give it to God. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me and learn of me. Learn how I'm doing it. Learn how I'm showing up. Learn how I'm responding. Learn how I'm resting. For I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart. And you will find rest. You will find rest. Not just a nap, but you literally will find rest in me. Relief. The Amplified Version says, in depth, when it says you will find rest, you will find relief. Can you imagine what relief, you know what relief feels like? I thought about the many examples and feeling that I've had in life when I thought of relief. And relief, it says, God has said, give it to me. For so many times I said to God, like, it's okay to give it to you? I didn't think it was okay to give it to God. Because I was like, I don't want to be a burden. Or I don't want to seem that I'm bothering you. All of these different things. I'll carry it. I got it. I don't want to burden you. God is not like that. Jesus isn't like that. That may be a learned behavior from experience, personal experience. That may have been a learned behavior as a child. Of how to get out of the way of things. That may have been a learned behavior because you felt rejected by your mother, by your father. That may have been a learned behavior because of those experiences or abandonment. That may have been a learned behavior. And you've tried to carry that. You've tried to carry it and fix it on your own. God is just only causing you to choose Him, to choose that way. It says, find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quietness for your soul. That's trust, y'all. It's where we find rest within our soul, within our mind, within our heart, because our lives, we've surrendered our lives to God, and we've allowed God to lead us. So all the baggage and how we think we have to carry, it no longer exists. It no longer is. We choose to lay it down because that's not how we have to show up. And it says, for my yoke is wholesome. Not just in depth when he talks about wholesome. You feel whole. When I think of whole, I think of whole. I think of security. I think of peace. I think of joy. I think of fullness. I think of completion. You become wholesome. You don't feel like you're lacking anything. You become whole in your spirit. Useful. It says, take upon my yoke. My yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh. Good, not harsh. Hard, sharp, right? Hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. Hard, solid, sharp, clear, pressing, the pressing, right? The pressing, to press out the good in you, to press out the oil in you. To press it out. Pressing sometimes may cause some pressure. The pressing causes pressure, right? And that's that pressure sometimes that we feel. But that pressure that we are feeling, or if we're going through tests, or if we're sometimes that pressing is like God is saying, you think you have to be defensive? Let me press that out of you. Let me press that out of you and let me bring forth the true light of who you are, of how I've truly created you to be. Let me bring that, more of that out of you. That defense mechanism, that shell you think you have to carry, that let me put that, let me share with you. You don't need that in this kingdom. You don't need that in this world. You don't need that. You have my yoke. You have my perspective. You have my shield. You have my revelation. You have my sight. You have my protection. You have my revelation of truth. You have my love. You have my joy, because I love you that way. And it is just a matter of you receiving that gift. It is a matter of you knowing that you can receive my salvation. Salvation means being saved from, being saved by God, being rescued. Can you imagine being rescued from your own fear? But you have to receive what God wants to receive and receive for you, what God wants you to have. But you have to open up your heart and be willing to let go of what you think you have to hold on to. And then it says, and my burden is light and easy to be born, and easy to be born, to wear. That's a different perspective. Something can be challenging. Something can be challenging, but with God, your perspective is different because you're not carrying it. God is carrying it for you. And you, when you give that to God in exchange, you take upon God's yoke. You take upon God's perspective as you walk through what seems challenging. So your perspective, your sight is different. So your challenge isn't like how the world tells you how to show up. Your challenge isn't consumed in anxiety, because your trust is in the Father. Your trust is in the Holy Spirit. Your trust is in that. And but it says, take upon it. Take upon it. I want to give it to you. So what is it that we need to exchange so we can put on a new robe, a new garment? How are we going to take down those defense mechanisms? How are we going to take down those walls? We're going to be aware, and we're going to choose it, and we're going to tell it needs to rest. We're going to tell it that it, nope, being aware of it. We can be sovereign over our minds when we know who is walking with us and when we take off on God's perspective. So it's about being aware and being responsible. Remember, God also gives us free will. And this is how we operate from a place of rest, because we're not taking on something that we don't have, that we think we used to carry. We felt at one point we felt we had to carry that. I know I did. I felt that I had to carry defense mechanisms. I felt, because I've been rejected because of fear, I felt I had to carry that. I'm gonna get you before you get me. And so how are we healing? Whose cycle are we breaking? What generational curse are we breaking? If we are in constant battle of being defensive or catching us or being keeping our wall up because we've been hurt before, how are we breaking that cycle? We're not. You're trying to carry something that God has never called you to carry. God is saying, let me be your shield. Trust in me and let me show you my way. Listen, that's all I got, even with my wonderful friend, neighbors who are having a great time outside. I just want to come on and share this with you. Thank you for letting me share my heart with you. Listen, you can operate from a place of rest. You truly can. If you want one-on-one coaching, I'll leave my email at the bottom to help you unpack some of these things. But listen, other than that, this is all I have. Thank you for tuning in. I have more coming with you, and I'll see you guys another time. Bye.